2019 was our shopping center, downtown Melrose Park. Anything you wanted to buy, you could buy at home. Department store, Gotchkin Shoes, Grace's Style Shop, Mary D's. That's what's where everybody did their shopping. Futon and Bonnie B's.
Now, what was Bonnie B's?
Bonnie B's was, it was like a Jewel, but it was on Main Street. And everybody used to go shopping there. My mother used to drag us all the way over here from 18th and Hirsch. We'd walk and walk all the way back.
When the Winston Park development was constructed, did you know anyone there? Or how did that affect Melrose Park as far as the housing when the Winston Plaza was constructed?
When they were building it, it was just all fields. We used to ride our bikes all the way through there. And then we used to watch the houses coming in on trucks. And when Winston Park opened up, that was our switch from downtown Melrose Park to Winston Park. They had Penny's was there, Newberry's, Neisner's, and Madigan's. And that was our stores. So everybody, plus the Jewel was in there, and Dominic's was right next to the Jewel. And we used to, it was convenient because you could walk there.
So the construction of the Winston Plaza shopping center pretty much doomed, say, 19th Avenue?
Yes, it did. But it also brought an influx of more people from in the city.
Okay, and then across from the Winston Plaza, there were also a few other stores at the time, I believe, like Community, was that one, and also Naples Farm Stand?
Naples Farm Stand actually, they owned all the property that Winston Park Plaza was built on. They owned the whole, that used to be Mr. Naples, Tom Naples Sr., it was his farm. And at the time, he used to have to, from his farm, sell the produce. It, across the street, which was bought over by Gottlieb Hospital. Community was like a Target or a Kmart that was there. North Avenue didn't have as many restaurants as they have now. It was hardly anything. That's why everybody went to Skip's or to Jim and Pete's, which was all the way in Oak Park.
Okay. Now, you mentioned that your father worked for Railway Express Agency that was in Chicago. Were there any big employers in Melrose Park that like the parents of your friends all worked at? Were there any like steel factories, railroads, anything like that that was a big employer for the town?
Okay, Richardson's was a big employer here in American Can. American Can, almost everyone, the men from town, when they got out of World War II, would work there or at Richardson's. And then Navistar was changed. That used to be International Harvester. A lot of people worked there. And when American Can closed down, it was devastating for a lot of the men because they were there for so many years.